When Taita stood once again beside the small hearth-fire in the cave of Jebel Negara, warming his old bones from the desert chill, he studied Nefer's sleeping form, covered by a sheepskin, against the back wall. He felt no anger at the boy's pathetic attempt to outwit him. Age had not withered his humanity or dimmed his memories of the torments of passion. And he empathized with Nefer's wish to allay Mintaka's fears and her suffering. Added to which there was the deep affection, verging on love, that he had conceived for Mintaka. He would never confront Nefer with what might have been the consequences of this deed of compassion. He would allow him the opiate of believing that Mintaka would soon know that he still lived. He squatted down beside Nefer, and without touching him, gently worked his way into the boy's inner being. From long exercise of this power over his patient, he achieved it readily. Nefer stirred, groaned, and gabbled something that made no sense. Even in deep sleep, Taita's power, cast like a web over him, had touched him and brought him almost awake. His body had journeyed well along the road to full recovery. Taita delved deeper. His spirit is strong, and he has lost nothing by the ordeal through which he has passed. It will not be long now before we can move on to our next endeavour. He went back to the fire and placed a few more acacia sticks upon it. Then he settled back, not to sleep, for at his age he needed only a few hours each night, but to open his mind to the currents generated by events, some distant and others much closer. He let them eddy round him as though he were a rock in the stream of existence.